Welcome to Jim and Jimbo's Honest Advice for the Unusual Occurrences.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Jimbo.
And this is Jim
and Jimbo's
Honest Advice for the Unusual Occurrences.
So this is our very first podcast of the series. And to start out each podcast, we'll be starting with a life pro tip from Jim.
Thank you, Jimbo. We've got a great one today. This is for all of those really large people out there. If a girl is not attracted to you and won't date you because you're fat, keep eating and gaining mass until she's gravitationally attracted to you and she'll be yours forever. Back to you, Jimbo.
Thank you. Couldn't have said it better myself. Alrighty then, let's move on to our next segment where we will be answering your questions and giving you honest advice. Let's hear it.
Alright, so here's the deal. I never have spoons. I use my spoons, put them away, and can never find them again. My roommates and I all share spoons, and I see them using spoons all the time, and they say that they're in the drawer. But whenever I look, I can never find them. What the heck is happening? And can you help me find some more spoons?
Oh, yes, it sounds like one of the classic missing spoons scenarios.
You know, we've heard this one 1,000 times, and I'll tell you what, there's a certain type of metal that will dissolve in your dishwasher that could be just disintegrating your spoons.
Yes, that's very true. Also, I would check if you have ghosts.
I never thought about that one. Is your apartment cursed? That should be your first question.
Call the priest. All right. Well, I think we got that question answered. Let's move to the next one.
Okay, so school's getting pretty hectic. My English teacher gave us the assignment to make a podcast, but I don't know how to. I have never done anything like that in my life. I think he's being kind of mean, and I want to get back at him. Can you guys help me get revenge?
Well, first of all, what does podcast have to do with English?
You know what? I think that's a great point. And you know what my advice would be? To just make it as stupid as possible. You could even like do a podcast within a podcast and just make fun of your English teacher.
Yes. That would be so good. He would never expect it.
Yeah. You know what? And I think that he'll think it's funny as long as he's a cool guy, so it shouldn't even matter.
Yeah. He's probably a dweeb anyways.
All right. I think we solved that one. Next question.
Like last week, I was chatting with my stepmom, and she was like, oh my gosh, isn't James so cute? And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, but that's kind of weird because he is my boyfriend. So anyway, I come to find out that James slept with my stepmom. Ugh, I hate her so much, and I am so hurt by James that he cheated on me. What the heck should I do? Do I tell my dad, or just like keep to myself and pretend like nothing happened?
By chance, is your name Stacy? Because it sounds like your mom has got it going on. Booyah!
Booyah, indeed. Well, mad props to a brother, but Stacy, I'm going to have to say this is completely your fault.
Yeah, you know what? You just weren't giving him the attention he needed, and that's why he went for the older woman. You know what? This is your fault.
Well, this concludes our first segment to the podcast.
You know, we've given our honest answers to your honest questions. We hope that you continue to give us your questions so that we can help you.
Yeah, for now, let's take a brunch.
Good idea.